Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today's message is entitled Crises, a study of Elijah and the widow. You know, in times of crises, people react in different ways. Some run away, some confront and face head on what assails them. If we go to 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 24, we can take a look at how Elijah and a poor widow woman handled a crisis. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small cake of bread for me and from what you have, and bring it to me, and make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land.'" She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Other descriptions of a crisis are proving ground, training, boot camp. Ever heard the saying, "What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger"? Let's go to verse 17. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "What have you against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" In times of crises, people try to find the answers to the why and blame others, themselves, or God. They try to make some sense of what seems senseless. Some tend to look at the crises as if they were being punished for something they did or didn't do. All in all, they have to make a choice to face it head on or stay in the bewilderment, not making heads or tails of anything but wandering and grieving. Crisis situations call for a strong approach, one that seems to come outside of yourself, yet totally connected. The root lies in, are you going to trust God in the hard times? Is this going to be an opportunity to see something from God that you have never seen before, or are you going to wallow in the pain? Will the pain be the weight, the instrument that builds the trust, expands the faith, or will it be the vehicle for your destruction? You may be going through a crisis in your life right now that you do not know how to handle. Firstly, let me tell you that there is hope. You will get through it. How you get through it will determine how you handle future crises. Let's explore your current crises, and I'm asking you, is this crisis teaching you to run into the presence of God? Is it calling you to face the areas of weakness in your faith? Let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 19 through 23. "Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." And the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Crisis situations are times of learning to trust God's will for your life. I'm sure that when Elijah stretched himself over the body of the widow's dead son, he didn't stop to say, "Well, no one has ever been brought back to life before, so I guess this is it. He's dead." No, he had a track record with the Lord God Jehovah. God had provided for him in a desert place. He had brought ravens to feed him. He provided water from a brook. He raised up a widowed woman to feed him and give him shelter until such a time as God deemed necessary before his next assignment. He knew God answered prayer, and he was about to see that mighty resurrecting power of God as the widow's son came back to life. In times of crises, we need to look back at our track record with the Lord and all that He's done for us. The times God Almighty showed up on our behalf. The times He showed up on other people's behalf. This is why our testimony is so important. It encourages others and ourselves to carry on and to trust evermore because of who He is. Let's conclude with verse 24. Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." Has God healed you in the past? Has He provided? When times were impossible, did He prove faithful? He is God, and there is no other God like Jehovah. What He has done for you, He will do again. There is no denying the complete transformation of my life. You cannot tell me that I am the same person, because I know the truth. God has moved on my behalf. My testimony bears witness, because I know firsthand, I can say with all assuredness, I have hope. I will come through whatever assails me. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Trust in Him today to carry you through your crises, knowing that what assails you today will be gone tomorrow, for it is only temporary. Face it head on, knowing that nothing is impossible with God. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come before your throne acknowledging that you alone are God, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You are in control of this situation, and you alone can bring me through. I trust in your holiness, your grace and mercy. Give me strength. Guide me during this time of stretching. Teach me what I need to learn as I trust you to handle this crisis. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.